Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Well, we're going to start out with upcoming events at Carolina Theater at 309 West Morgan Street in Durham. The number to call for more information is 919-560-3030. Coming up on Friday, August 29th, it's Paul Mooney. Paul Mooney is one of the most dangerous and brilliant comic minds of our time. His first professional gig was writing for Richard Pryor, penning most of the hilarious routines for Pryor's Saturday Night Live appearances. On Friday, September 5th, it's John Hodgman. John Hodgman is a writer, humorist, geek celebrity, former professional literary agent, and expert on all world knowledge. He was the bumbling PC in Apple's long-running I'm a Mac, I'm a PC ad campaign. On Thursday, September 11th, it's Kenny Wayne Shepherd Band. It was definitely an emotional experience, and it was the most fun I've ever had making a record. Kenny Wayne Shepherd says of his aptly titled new album, Going Home, released on Concord Records. Two decades into a recording career that began when he was 16, Kenny Wayne Shepherd has built an enviable resume as an accomplished recording artist. And coming up on Friday, September 12th, it's Marty Stewart. Marty Stewart is a five-time Grammy winner, platinum recording artist, Grand Ole Opry star, country music archivist, Southern culture historian, photographer, musician, songwriter, TV show host, charismatic force of nature, and a country music fan. Since starting out singing gospel as a child, Stewart, who is now 54, has spent over four decades celebrating American roots music with a missionary zeal. Also coming up at Carolina Theater, September 13th, Justin Towns Earl. September 18th, Keb Mo. September 29th, Click Clack Moo. September 30th, Mesa. October 1st, Cheyenne Jackson. And on October 2nd, it's Manhattan Transfer. Switching to the Durham Performing Arts Center, the events there, August 20th, it's Tori Amos with her Unrepentant Geraldine's Tour. August 22nd, it's Kumar Sanu and Elka Yagnik live in concert. August 24th, it's Need to Breathe with special guest the Oh Hellos. With their reputation as a must-see live act from a non-stop touring over the past decade, South Carolina natives Need to Breathe open a new chapter in their story with the release of their fifth studio album, Rivers in the Wasteland. Again, that's Need to Breathe with special guest the Oh Hellos at DPAC on August 24th. On August 27th, it's Lyle Lovett and his large band. A singer, composer, and actor, Lyle Lovett has broadened the definition of American music in a career that spans 14 albums. Coupled with his gift for storytelling, the Texas-based musician fuses elements of country, swing, jazz, folk, gospel, and blues in a convention-defying manner that breaks down barriers. And Kirk Franklin with special guest Erica Campbell is coming to DPAC on August 30th with A Celebration of Inspiration. For nearly two decades now, Kirk Franklin has been a multi-platinum selling purveyor of majestic fusions of gospel and contemporary music and a mirror of Christian humanity boldly reflecting what one faith-walking man can accomplish when he focuses on God. Franklin is a pioneer in gap-bridging musicianship, uniting audiences across gospel, hip-hop, pop, and R&B. And once again, that's Kirk Franklin on August 30th at DPAC. September 16th through the 21st, Dirty Dancing. September 26th, The Temptations and the Four Tops. September 28th, Nick Swardson with his Taste It Tour. October 4th, The Best of Jethro Tull performed by Ian Anderson. October 8th through the 19th, always a big draw, The Phantom of the Opera. October 25th, it's Bill Cosby. And October 29th, it's Susan Boyle. Well, the Hopscotch Music Festival, recently called America's Secretly Best Festival, and the premier experimental and underground festival in America, is celebrating its fifth anniversary this September 4th through 6th in Raleigh. Featuring more than 140 bands over 3 days in downtown Raleigh, Hopscotch is known for adventurous lineups, memorable performances, and a fan-friendly atmosphere. From a large outdoor main stage in Raleigh City Plaza to intimate club shows, the festival offers music in almost every genre imaginable, and its schedule highlights this diversity each year. From its inception in 2010, Hopscotch has been a signature event for the creative community of Raleigh. Approximately 40% of the festival's performers hail from in-state, a figure few, if any, nationally recognized music festivals can claim. Complete information, including ticket prices and schedules, can be found at hopscotchmusicfest.com. Of course, Farm Aid is coming to Raleigh. Since 1985, Farm Aid has had concerts in 18 states, from sea to shining sea. This year, North Carolina makes state number 19. Farm Aid's 2014 concert will be September 13th at Raleigh's Walnut Creek Amphitheater. All four members of Farm Aid's board will perform. Founder Willie Delson, Neil Young, John Mellencamp, and Dave Matthews. Mellencamp, a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, actually let the news drop informally last December at ceremonies for the Peach Bowl football game in Atlanta. "The good news we're bringing from Farm Aid to Durham," said Mellencamp, whose son, Hud, is a member of Duke's football team. He had the state right, not the city. Tickets range from $49 to $174. They are on sale at LiveNation.com, Walnut Creek's box office, and Ticketmaster outlets. Details at 800-745-3000 or farmaid.org. Of course, Wide Open Bluegrass is coming back. It's October 3rd and 4th in downtown Raleigh. Wide Open Bluegrass is the urban bluegrass music festival that closes out the IBMA's World of Bluegrass Week in downtown Raleigh. Jointly produced by the IBMA and Raleigh's local organizing committee, the festival, formerly known as FanFest, features the best in traditional and acoustic music on three stages. In addition to stellar ticketed main stages, the festival now includes a free street festival. Festival proceeds support the Bluegrass Trust Fund, a nonprofit organization helping bluegrass professionals in times of need. For those thinking about attending, keep in mind last year's Wide Open Bluegrass sold out. For more information about ticket prices and a complete schedule of events, including the free street festival, go to wideopenbluegrass.com. Okay, at PNC Arena, several items coming up. Friday, September 12th, it's multi-talented platinum-selling recording artist Demi Lovato, who brings her all-new world tour to Raleigh's PNC Arena. Then Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers will be in Raleigh at PNC Arena on Thursday, September 18th, with very special guest Steve Winwood. Every 2014 tour ticket will include Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers album, Hypnotic Eye. Ticket prices range $32, $51, $71, $91, and $127. Tickets can be purchased online at thepncarena.com. the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, or by phone at 1-800-745-3000. Other items at PNC Arena, it's Hip Hop Legends, Saturday, October 18th at 8. Some of the biggest names from the glory days of hip-hop will be featured on the Hip Hop Legends Tour. DMX will headline the show, followed by the 2000s hip-hop legend Ja Rule, as well as the old-school era's finest, including Rakim, EPMD, Rob Bass, and Kool Moe Dee. The tour is presented as part of the HipHopLegends.com concert series. Tickets are $49, $59, and $99. Coming up on Thursday, October 30th at PNC Arena, it's Brantley Gilbert with special guests Tyler Farr and Aaron Lewis. Brantley Gilbert built a grassroots fan base in and around Georgia before trying his luck in Nashville. His first success was as a songwriter, as he helped pen a number of Colt Ford songs, as well as Jason Aldean's Dirt Road Anthem. So far, he's scored 4 top 10 hits and 3 gold singles. That's Brantley Gilbert at PNC Arena on October 30th. November 9th, America's favorite comic ventriloquist and the star of Comedy Central's highest-rated specials, Jeff Dunham and his beloved cast of characters bring their Disorderly Conduct tour to Raleigh. Again, that is on November 9th, Jeff Dunham and all his crazy pals. Tickets can be purchased online at thepncarena.com, the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, or by phone at 1-800-745-3000. PNC Arena, December 10th through the 14th, Disney on Ice presents Frozen. Enter a fantastical winter wonderland beyond all imagination at Disney on Ice presents Frozen. The heartwarming Academy Award-winning tale you love is now live and skating into Raleigh. You'll be magically whisked away into the wintry world of Arendelle, where you will be dazzled by amazing special effects and astonishing skating. December 31st, it's Concord natives the Avid Brothers will be spending their New Year's Eve 2014 with thousands of fans, friends and fans at PNC Arena. Again, that's December 31st. For everything at PNC Arena, the tickets can be purchased online at thepncarena.com. The PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, or by phone at 1-800-745-3000. Started telling you about the lineup coming up at the North Carolina State Fair, and that's October 16th through the 26th. And that'll be here before you know it. Dorton Arena concerts at the State Fair this year, Thursday, October 16th. It's Vanilla Ice. His ticket's $5. Friday, October 17th, Tamela Mann. Ticket's $10. Saturday, October 18th, tickets for Clay Walker are $12. Sunday, October 19th, Parmalee. Ticket's $10. Monday, October 20th, Love and Theft. The tickets are $10. Tuesday, October 21st, James Gregory. Tickets are $5. Wednesday, October 22nd, Brandy Clark. The tickets are $5. Thursday, October 23rd, the tickets are $10 for McLean, including China Ann McLean with special guest Before You Exit. Friday, October 24th, the tickets are $10 for Newsboys. Saturday, October 25th, Trace Adkins. His tickets are $17. And Sunday, October 26th, to close out the fair, it's Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Tickets are $15. All concerts begin at 7:30. That's for the North Carolina State Fair, October 16th through the 26th. Turning our attention to the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, Theater Raleigh's Hot Summer Night series presents Crimes of the Heart, and it's going on now through August 24th at Kennedy Theater. This is for mature audiences due to adult subject matter and language. Ticket prices range $25 to $27. September 11th through the 28th, it's Firebird, New Weiss, and New Raphael with the Carolina Ballet at Fletcher Opera Theater. Carolina Ballet is excited to open its 17th season with the beloved Russian folktale Firebird. This mesmerizing ballet is set to the groundbreaking score by Igor Stravinsky and choreographed by our very own artistic director, Robert Weiss. September 19th and 20th at Maymandy Concert Hall, it's Branford Marcellus and Grant Llewellyn. It's part of the North Carolina Symphony Classical Series. September 26th and 27th, West Side Story, the North Carolina Symphony Pop Series at Maymandy Hall. Grant Llewellyn is the music director. Celebrate one of the greatest films of all time as the North Carolina Symphony plays Leonard Bernstein's electrifying score live while the newly remastered film is shown on the giant screen in high definition. Again, that's September 26th and 27th. September 30th at Memorial Auditorium, it's Rhonda Vincent and Gene Watson together again, and this is part of Broadway Series South. Other events coming up at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, October 3rd through the 5th, Yevgeny Sudbin plays Rachmaninoff, the North Carolina Symphony Classical Series at Maymandy Concert Hall. Ticket prices range from $50 to $55. October 9th through the 26th, it's Carolina Ballet at Fletcher Opera Theater presents Dracula Mask. When this spine-chilling program premiered in 2010, it was an instant favorite. Now, Bram Stoker's Dracula and Edgar Allan Poe's The Mask of the Red Death return to Carolina Ballet, brought to life through the choreography of Lynn Taylor Corbett and Robert Weiss. October 14th through the 19th, it's A Chorus Line, presented by North Carolina Theater at Memorial Auditorium. Winner of 9 Tony Awards, including Best Musical, A Chorus Line is a stunning musical about a chorus audition for a Broadway show. It is a brilliantly complex fusion of dance, song, and compellingly authentic drama. A Chorus Line is recognized as a true classic and a timeless favorite to many musical theater fans. Presale started August 5th, and all single tickets go on sale. That means all single tickets are now on sale. Prices range from $26.69 to $90.74. October 17th, at the Oscars with the North Carolina Symphony Friday favorites at Maymandy Concert Hall, William Henry Curry, resident conductor, enjoy your favorite hits from the Oscars like Star Trek, E.T., and, of course, Star Wars. And then October 24th and 25th, Tchaikovsky's First Piano Concerto, the North Carolina Symphony Classical Series at Maymandy Concert Hall. October 29th, Shaping Sound at Fletcher Opera Theater. Created by Emmy Award-nominated choreographers, Shaping Sound is an electrifying mashup of dance styles and musical genres brought fully to life on stage by a dynamic company of contemporary dancers. Ticket prices range from $50.71 to $84.87. And VIP tickets include a meet and greet. Then on November 1st, it's Phantoms of the Orchestra, North Carolina's Young People's Concert Series at Maymandy Concert Hall. Each year around Halloween, the Phantoms of the Orchestra return to haunt the concert hall. The conductor and his terrified assistant must use the power of the baton to control this ghoulish orchestra of the undead and lead them in concert. The story of the Sorcerer's Apprentice is brought vividly to life in this magical concert. Okay, turning our attention to Walnut Creek Amphitheater. Phone number there, 919-831-6400. August 21st, it's Miranda Lambert and Thomas Rhett. August 23rd, Chicago and REO Speedwagon. September 6th, it's Jason L. Dean, Florida Georgia Line, and Tyler Farr. September 10th, 5 Seconds of Summer. September 7th, 95X Big Shindig. September 13th, of course, we mentioned earlier, Farm Aid. September 17th, Kings of Leon, Young, the Giant, and Congos. And October 9th, it's the Zach Brown Band at Walnut Creek Amphitheater. At Red Hat Amphitheater in downtown Raleigh, the contact number is 919-996-8800. And the schedule currently for the rest of the season, August 20th, it's Old Crow Medicine Show with Shovels and Rope. August 22nd, it's Boston. August 24th, Fresh Beat Band. September 13th, Life in Color. September 18th, Lord. And October 9th, Earth, Wind, and Fire. At Coca Booth Amphitheater, third day, and Stephen Chapman, Curtis Chapman, are in concert August 22nd. There's no denying the power of music to impact lives. During nearly two decades in the spotlight, the members of Third Day have seen that truth become evident over and over again, and they testify to that power on their latest album, Miracle. Faith, Passion, and Rock and Roll Swagger coalesce on the band's 12th album, a simmering brew of potent rock anthems infused with the substantive, life-affirming lyrics that have always been the bedrock of the band's music. And I know this is not anything like you thought the story of your life was going to be, but there's so much of the story that's still yet to unfold. Few people know the pain and the promise in that statement better than Stephen Curtis Chapman. The past few years have been an incredible journey that Chapman wouldn't have chosen, yet has taught him so very much. Those lessons permeate every song on Chapman's new album, The Gloriously Unfolding. Again, that's at Coca Booth Amphitheater, August 22nd, Third Day, and Stephen Curtis Chapman. Coca Booth Amphitheater, they've got the Pickin' in the Pines Bluegrass Series with five concerts. September 3rd, Old Habits. September 10th, Tommy Edwards and Carolina Lightning with special guests Matt Hooper and Swift Creek. September 17th, it's Grass Cats. September 24th, Acoustic Manor with special guests Victoria Lee and The New Ground. And October 1st, it's Charles Petty and the Iron Mountain Messengers. Also on the schedule at Coca Booth Amphitheater on October 5th, it's Darius Rucker with special guests David Nail and Joel Kraus. Tickets on sale at the amphitheater box office, etix.com, or by calling 800-514-3849. And for more information about concerts at Coca Booth Amphitheater, call 919-462-2025. Oak City 7 is slowly coming to a close. This is a summer concert series located at City Plaza on Fayetteville Street in downtown Raleigh. It's free to the public. Events take place from 5 p.m. to 10:30 every other Thursday through the Thursday before Labor Day. So, coming up August 21st, it's Louder Still at 6 p.m., Rebecca Todd and the Odyssey at 6:45, Dragmatic at 7:40, I Was Totally Destroying It at 8:35, and the Posies at 9:30. Pickin' in the Plaza, Pinecone teams up with the producers of Raleigh's Oak City 7 concert series to bring you Pickin' in the Plaza. Coming up on August 28th, it's Acoustic Manor with the Hay Brothers. And North Hills also plays host to the Midtown Bluegrass series with Sunday Ramble in the Park. Coming up on September 21st, Front Country. October 19th, it's the Barefoot Movement, and those concerts are from 5 to 7. Duke performances, Lost in the Trees and Bombadil and Diadem, Thursday, August 28th at Sarah P. Duke Gardens. The Campbell Brothers play John Coltrane's A Love Supreme on Friday, September 5th at 6 at Hayti Heritage Center. For more information about Duke performances, you can call 919-660-3356, or you can go to dukeperformances.duke.edu. At the North Carolina Museum of Art on Saturday, September 27th, it's the Head and the Heart, co-presented with Cat's Cradle. Not long ago, these rising stars of indie folk rock were on a Seattle street corner strumming their acoustic guitar, stomping their feet, and singing in harmony to attract the attention of passersby. Again, that is The Head and the Heart on Saturday, September 27th at 8 p.m. at the North Carolina Museum of Art. Upcoming outdoor concerts. At Chapel Hill, Carolina Inns, Fridays on the Front Porch continue every Friday through October 3rd. The free Southern Village Sunday Night Outdoor Music Series continues through October 13th on the Village Green. In Clayton, only two more dates for the Clayton Town Square Concert Series. The last dates are August 21st and September 18th. Also wrapping up the season in Clayton, concerts at the Crossroads from 6 to 9. The last concert of the season is September 4th. In Durham, the center stage at American Tobacco Concert continues with events August 28th and September 4th. Picnics and coolers are welcome, but no glass. Also in Durham, the Streets of South Point's Music on Main. Free concerts are held every Saturday through October 4th from 6 to 9 p.m. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.